and it was to dig the potatoes with. It turned them out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Animal and dig with.
Okay. What about, I'm wondering if you had anything like a harrow.
Yes.
What kinds were there? Different
well,
kinds?
We had a spike-tooth harrow, and the team pulled that, and that leveled the ground after you got it plowed.
Okay. Okay. Uh-huh. Did you have a spring-tooth harrow?
Yes. Okay. We used to have an old spring-tooth harrow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How about, did you have anything like a buck scraper? Is that something that's familiar to you? Something that would move a lot of, almost like an old earth moving mover.
Well, we had that Fresno that moved the earth.
Okay, great.
That you pulled with a team. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Fresno. And then we had what we called a slip, and it had two handles on the side, and you dug it in as the team pulled it. There's two, there's one of each out there.
Okay, I'd like to see them before we
Yeah,
leave.
Really
like
there's one
see
of
that.
Each.
Have you ever heard of a gee whiz? Is that a farming term that's familiar to you? It's a type of harrow. I just wondered if people
no.
call them that around here.
No, we didn't.
Okay. in the old days, what would they have used on the farm to sharpen, like plow blades or other tools? What would they have used?
Emery stone, run by foot. You run it by your feet.
Okay.
It sharpened the...
It's on a wheel, a big wheel.
Mm-hmm.
They called it an emery stone.
No. What did we call it? The one that Grandpa had, you run with your foot and you could sharpen the blade, the...
A big stone
on the mowing machine.
Okay. They sharpened the sickles on their
mowing machine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And another instrument I was wondering about, a thing that people would have used when they were driving cattle and they would crack it.
You mean a bull's neck?
Uh-huh. Or, mm-hmm. And that's a type of what?
It's a whip.
Okay.
It pops like a gun,
okay.
And you don't hit the horses with
right.
it. You just pop it.
Make the noise, don't
uh-huh.
you?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Unless you want to pick a fly off.
Which is a pretty good trick, isn't it?
Her daddy was expert.
He could do it, huh? Huh. And do you
black
remember?
Snake. They called it black snake.
Black
mm-hmm.
snake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you remember if they had something when they were maybe working with wood, if they were having to build something with wood, they would have set it on some wooden frames. They were using the
mm-hmm.
short form of an A or an X to so that they could work on it.
What did we call those?
Would you call them like saw horses or?
Yes, something? That's what we called them, was saw horses,
yeah.
was
okay.
what they were called.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know. You never heard of them called a sawbuck, did you?
Yeah, we got a sawbuck, but that's what we saw our wood for our house on.
Okay. So there's a difference between a sawhorse and a sawbuck?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Last time we were talking about fences. Did people in this area ever build fences out of stone or rock? Or is it mostly out of wood and barbed wire?
They built fences. They built some out of poles.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And mostly, though, they used barbed wire.
Okay.
Or the poles came down, and later they used barbed wire.
Okay. But they would never have built anything on their land to divide it from somebody else's out of stone, would they?
No, I don't think
really
they took the time
like
to do that.
Like they did in England.
No.
In France.
No.
That was hedgerows or...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, we didn't have that here.
Do people in this area make a distinction between stones and rocks? Are those different things or are those pretty much the same thing?
We usually call them rocks.
Okay.
The rock walls in Black Hawk and Central. Rock houses.
Okay.
And I don't think they use the term stone much. Do you, Aiden?
Mm-mm.